It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside me is the world famous Joe Grande, and we are having a fantastic show for you guys. And it's about to go down. What's up, Joe?
Yes, it is, brother. Yes, it is. You know, it's crazy that the year is almost over and we're still pushing strong. I just want to thank everybody for listening to the podcast all around the world. And make sure you check out the website, CannabisTalk101.com, as we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And if you want to give us a call, that number is 1-800-420-1980. That's right. 1980 was a great year, folks. Make sure you check out our Instagram pages for daily news. Learn the script and so much more at Cannabis Talk 101, at Pot underscore Brothers underscore at underscore Law. Mark is at Waslaw. Craig is at Waslaw Dog. Blue is at the number one, Christopher Wright.
Hello.
I am at Joe Grande 52. And just Blue and I holding it down from the house today as 'tis the season to be the holiday time. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving and just great holiday time. As you know, people are taking breaks around the office. It feels like Mark and Craig have been taking a break for a lot longer than
the whole year,
the holidays. But you know, that's
who are those guys? I don't even know who they are anymore.
Literally, somebody asked me, do Mark and Craig still do the show with you guys? I don't even know. I don't even know
that. I don't even know how to answer the question.
Actually, it's a good question. I don't know if they do, but I wanted to bring something up that's going green, making news. I know you talked about him on the show the other day, Seth Rogen, and we both just checked this out right now. He reveals a new weed invention and fans are loving it. So 39-year-old, of course, big superstar, made it clear that he's a fan of kicking back and smoking a spliff, and having previously spoken out against the laws, restriction, and using cannabis, and encouraging Conan O'Brien to join him in smoking the fine herbs. I love that he's just like pushing it on people and, you know, just come on, let's smoke online. Let's smoke on TV. Let's do that. He doesn't care. And I like that he's doing that. But now it's possible that he's find something that's just making people go crazy, of course, with his big brand that he has, his new invention. He shared this video on Twitter and his 9+ million fans are going crazy about it. As Rogan explained, if you're anything like him, you might roll. So maybe so many joints that you decide you have to invent your own rolling tray. Now, as I look at this rolling tray, Blue, as both of us just look.
Well, there's more than just a rolling tray, Joe. I encourage you to go to Etsy. .com.
Is it on Etsy? Is that where you found it at?
Yeah. So if you go to Etsy.com, and I know you're at home, so you could kind of dig around. Etsy, there's so much more than just, I mean, you know, and I'm assuming this is his whole thing, because as I start diving through it, I see, well, maybe Seth Rogen inspired table lighter. You know, there's just a ton of Seth Rogen stuff here. That adds
it's funny because that's all on his Twitter feed too, everything you just described,
all these things.
Yes, that's so funny you say that. So I'm actually on his Twitter feed, and I know this that car lighter and the block green marble, is that the one you're referring to? Yeah, that's on his Twitter feed as well. So I don't know if it's just feeding it, but of course his brand house plant.
Did you hit Etsy and hit Rogan ashtrays?
No, I didn't do that because I don't want to lose my spot on what I have of it, so I can look at it.
Dude, there's so much, dude. There's like literally like three, you know,
trays of it.
There's 40 or 50 products here.
Oh, really?
From
Houseplant? From Houseplant and his brand?
Well, it says, you know, Rogan inspired joint rollers. And then I dip through it a little bit more, and then it says, you know, ashtrays, mini ashtrays. There's just so many little things from Rogan here. There's a Seth Rogen inspired table lighter. Then as I dip through, there's a Rogan, Northern Lights flat Rogan style. And I'm clicking into it. It's Northern Lights with holder. I mean, it's like, you know, and it's just like a little ashtray with a nice little joint. It's real comfortable looking. It's just cool. I mean, there's so
many. So this what I'm looking at too is it looks like it's marble or something, right? It looks like a heavy piece. It kind of reminds me of what I used to think of. Well, I don't know what I think of, but when you go to a Mexican restaurant and they're making guacamole and it's called the mojete, like a big cast iron thing, but it's a flat cast iron thing with different colors in it, schemes, and it has the grinder, so it grinds it and then it puts it in a big tray, but the grinder has its own little placement on this big tray. So there's a big tray with like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different compartments. The biggest compartment is the rolling aspect, which has the cannabis that will be rolled on there, right? And so it uses the grinder, puts it in that middle spot. Then it has a spot for your papers, and he pulls the papers out, and it has a spot for its lighter, which is awesome there too. Uses it for his tips. So then he rolls up his joint on this tray, and then he has like which looks like a little cup, right? Maybe a little teacup or something with a little lip on it. And that's his ashtray, his own joint ashtray. And he puts his joint right there on it. And it's really cool and clever. You know, it's just one of these clever
$8 too. $8.88. So I mean,
it's got
it's got a grinder. It looks like a grinder with it. This Seth Rogen rolling tray with grinder and ashtray digital.
Did you say $8.88? That's all he's charging for that?
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, this is on Etsy. E-T-S-Y, Etsy. And there's
houseplant's making a lot of noise in the house because, I mean, house goods at houseplant.com. Check them out. Not only that, Seth Rogen, he's just such an advocate and been so strong with everything he's doing. And there's no secret that the Canadian boy is, you know, a big, big fan of cannabis. Been with, of course, all those big movies that were, he was the cannabis guy where you didn't realize, is he really in cannabis? Does he really smoke weed? But the actor encourages his followers to sign up for Houseplant website and get early access to the tray. And he's suggesting that everybody, and I do too. The funny thing is I actually get the emails from Houseplant. I don't know if you do, but I've signed up early on and I get all the information that comes from them, but they have various lighters, ashtrays and other accessories and necessities to improve your weed smoking experience.
You know, and Joe, let's bang this out. Like, I mean, you know, he has had so many great movies. Which one was your favorite from Seth Rogen? Do you remember? I mean, you know, you've got to probably pull him up, but you know, he's got so many different good movies that he was a part of. And you know,
there's one that comes to mind for me, and it's not the big ones that have been, you know, him been notorious for, the stoner movies. I actually love the one that he did with Catherine Heigl. I'm trying to look it up and figure it out at the same time as I'm talking about it. And it was a few years back where he played, was it the husband or boyfriend? What the hell was it called? Oh, I'm looking it up right now, and I'm sure someone's
young.
So, I mean, of course, Superbad and Pineapple Express was your big boy. Oh, I think it was Knocked Up.
Knocked Up. That was the one.
Yes. Knocked Up was the one where he got old girl pregnant.
Take that ass now, move it like a gypsy. That was Savage that did a record on that song. It was just
one of the
classic spots. But
so to me, for some weird reason, because it was just so entertaining, and he still got to play that character because it was right around the Superbad Pineapple Express era. It was like 2007. And just after, you know, he actually co-produced The 40-Year-Old Virgin, not knowing if you know that. I really didn't know that until I just looked at his IMDb. And wow, didn't realize he did that one. He's a star. He's a mega star. I mean, his IMDb is deep and big. And to me, that's the movie that, I mean, I've seen a lot of these movies and a lot of these things I'm smiling at going, oh, that's funny. That was good. But Knocked Up was one of those movies that I thought, oh, Seth Rogen's doing it. What is it for you?
To be honest with you, you know, when I look at some of the lineup here, because I'm cheating. I pulled up some of the things. Superbad, Knocked Up, 50-50 was good too, because it was just kind of like that, you know, tearjerker for me. You see, I didn't realize he was.
Dude, it's funny. 50-50 was such a good one. About cancer, right? His buddy got cancer, and they shaved their heads in it and stuff, right?
Wasn't
that one?
Yeah, I didn't even realize he was in Steve Jobs, the movie.
Oh, he was.
Yeah. So, but, you know, just so many of them. I mean, my first experience with them, though, where it kind of just, like, made me realize, like, oh, man, this dude's dope, was Pineapple Express. Then Knocked Up. you know what I mean? Knocked up. Those were my first experiences with them, you know what I mean? To where I was like, oh, this dude's got some real good, you know, game, you know?
He's got great comedic timing. He's funny. He's cool. He seems likable. He seems normal. I'm surprised. I don't know. I don't know if you met him. I haven't met him. I've never slapped hands with him.
No, never slapped hands with him. Never. Yeah.
Seems like a great guy.
Look forward to it, though.
Yes, indeed. So, Seth Rogen, you're doing everything. You're cannabis news. You're making waves. You're going green. And the good thing is, it's not, has nothing to do with when cannabis goes bad. We love you, Seth. It's Cannabis Talk 101. Yes. We'll be right back after this.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101. Alongside of me is the world famous Mr. Joe Grande. How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing great, brother. How are you?
Oh man, you know, I'm just enjoying it. You know, I'm having a good time. You know, like I said, you said earlier, it's slowing down. The world is kind of slowing down for the holiday season, and it feels good.
It really does. It's slowing down, but yet it's picking up. There's still so many things that are popping and going on, but it still feels nice.
Yeah, you know what? I'll tell you. You know, getting through the holidays is not as easy as it seems. So if you're out there looking for, you know, holiday, you know, things to deal with, you know, take your time, be easy, know that it's going to be okay. You're going to make it, because a lot of people get stressed out through the holidays, money, time crunch, work. And some of you guys out there, you know, trying to buy things, but not knowing what to buy for your kids, not knowing what to buy for your wife or your spouse. It gets difficult. You ever feel that stress and that pressure,
Joe? Absolutely. What do you mean? I feel it now all the time. I mean, geez, with the kids, with everything else. And we just did a big trip. We went to Arizona and did all kinds of fun stuff. And, you know, I had to remind my kids, man, you guys better be grateful, because not everybody gets what we do and do what we get to do. And we're very fortunate and blessed. And that being said, I still feel the stress on, oh God, how's that going to get paid for? But, you know, thank God this too shall pass, and it always works itself out. So,
you know, I'll tell you what, you know, speaking of that, you know, you guys went out to Arizona, right? Is that what you said?
Dude, we did the Flagstaff Arizona thing during the Thanksgiving break. And for those who are listening and have kids and are in any area that can get to Flagstaff Arizona, I mean, this is a shameless plug of, if you got the time, and I don't care how old your kids are, but we did the Polar Express, then we did the North Pole Experience in Arizona. So the Polar Express was a fantastic experience, just like what it sounds like, the movie, the Polar Express. You jump on this train, it takes you to the North Pole, quote unquote, right? And the whole feeling, they're singing and dancing on the train. And
oh, really? I've never been on that.
I've never done it, dog.
No, I took the kids to Arizona on the way home from, you know, and
yeah. Arizona was absolutely great, but we did this whole little all in one, we're getting it all done, like this day, that day, blah, blah, blah. And I got to tell you, I was literally talking about it since I've been back to every family couple and everybody. So I want to share this with folks that enjoy it, do it, because I don't care how old the kids are. There was older kids on there, high school kids, college kids, you know, senior citizens. Everybody was on this thing, right? On the Polar Express.
Yeah.
And that being said, it's because it's just magical. It's like your Disneyland for Christmas adults. They're all there to entertain. The people are running up and down the train, and you know, you get a cookie, you get your hot chocolate, and then Santa comes on the plane and Santa gives you your little bell, like in the Polar Express. And it was just magical. You know what I mean? You just bring the train back. So it's about an hour experience.
Oh, it's an hour. How much does it cost?
I think it was like $40 maybe a person.
Person?
Yeah, 30, 40 bucks.
And so you literally go to into like a canyon or something, or?
No, you just get on this train and this train goes down. You know, you're in Flagstaff. So it's basically not basic. It's right by Arizona, which I didn't know.
But
so
it's not snow. Is it snowing out there? Like, you see in real life snow, or are you like in a simulated hole?
So we got there and it wasn't snowing yet, but it's hella cold because you're high, right? You're high altitude. So it was very cold. We all did matching pajamas and we weren't alone. So like, I would say 98%, 99% of all people going were rocking the matching pajamas.
Oh, really?
Oh, dude, it's very festive. It's not like, oh, we were just one family that were the cornballs that had matching.
No
pajamas.
Way. So,
oh, dude,
everybody busted out the Polar Express. Like, everybody came in there.
It's Cornball Central. And I loved it. So that's what I mean. You just
kept
cheeseball smile. You're walking around like, oh, this is beautiful. This is so jolly and happy.
But you're actually, so you're not in the in a simulated, you know, thing.
Oh, dude, you're in a big, big, big train. I don't know if you, I don't know if I sent you a picture of the train, but I sent you a bunch of random pictures. But
I saw some of them. I mean, I after you know, hour two, I stopped.
Yeah, after 700 pictures that I sent you because I was so jolly going, oh my God. But my point is, even at your boys' age, I mean, I know they're high school boys and it'd be tough, but I truly believe anybody feels the magic. You know what I mean? You really? Just, even though you know, right? So it's like, okay, I get it. But it's just magical because everyone's in the mood. Everyone's in the game, all in on
Christmas.
So it's
in the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. It's a great Grand Canyon train. It's a huge train. Like, one of you get on and, you know, the bathrooms, the whole nine. It's a big, big train. It's not a little train. It's a big train. Walk, cart to cart, you know, huge train, actually. So you go down about 30 minutes and then it gets to the North Pole, the Polar Express.
Oh, it's a big train.
Out with all the lights because it's dark. Now,
and you're just looking through the train.
Say that again.
I'm sorry, I got the music playing. So you're actually going through a train and it's going through a canyon and it's got different experiences through the canyon.
Yes. And not only that, then they like read the book, the story, the Polar Express on the train. They're just entertaining you while you're on the train. So you're not just sitting there twiddling your thumbs. And then you're actually living on your way back. You're singing Christmas songs. And then Santa walks through each train, right? Because there's 15 different trains connected. It's huge, huge train. It's not like a little choo-choo train. It's a big, big train, right? Like huge. So Santa finally comes to ours and it was just so jolly and happy. And you're screaming to where my son, who's 7, is very skeptical already. He's the smartest of the.
Did you guys get the first class seats, Joe?
I mean, no, we didn't. But I mean, it feels like they're all first class seats, to be honest with you, because you're sitting there with your family. You're all together.
The luxury dome is $226. The luxury polar is $226. The
maybe it was more.
Observation dome. There's a $67. You know.
Single ticket.
Pullman,
my wife buys class. All that stuff. Who are we kidding? I just, you know, okay, I just roll. I'm just the yes man. Yes, babe, let's go. You know, happy life, happy
great.
Life.
Yeah, but it looks pretty amazing. I mean, I'll tell you, these are the things that you should be doing with your family at these times of year. And if you're out there, like I said, and if you don't have all that, you know, the cash to do, I mean, some of you guys aren't even close to Arizona, but just going to see lights, dude. Like,
there's driving around. I got to tell you though, Blue, let me finish telling you.
Okay.
The Polar Express, but then we go and we do Arizona the next day, which is, I love explaining it as you know, too, it's basically your drive around Jurassic Park or your drive around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you get to lock the windows, lock the doors, because there's real life bears that are big size, good size bears, literally walking right next to your car. One was walking right in front of ours, which was dope. I mean, bison, coyotes, wolves, the whole nine. Dude, it's just fun experience. And afterwards, you walk around and hang out. And for us, it was even special because my mother-in-law's in town, so the kids doing it with grandma.
Did you guys actually go into the park too?
Afterwards, hell yeah. We walked around the park.
So you saw the big panther?
Yep. Saw all kinds of animals there, which was dope. And then after that night, which may have been the best of the best, which was called the North Pole Experience. Now, the North Pole Experience is where you go to this hotel, which is there in Flagstaff, and the hotel is converted into the North Pole Experience. You get on these nice chartered buses. The chartered buses, then you will get on the bus, and then it takes you to the North Pole. And when it does that, like, they just go full in character as far as the bus driver gets the bus and rocks side to side. So you feel like you're teleporting. And even when the guy, when I asked him, I go, how far is the North Pole away? He goes, well, you have to teleport there. And I'm like, oh, wow, you're full character. Like, no one's giving me 10-minute drive. You mean, oh, once you teleport there, you blah, 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 which I enjoyed because it's like, stay in character, right? It's like Disneyland. The princess isn't going to go, hey, what's up? Like, you know, she's going to full on be princess the whole time.
He stayed in full on character.
And I appreciated that and loved it, right? Because my kids were there too. And it's appreciative. Like,
oh, the you're kids doing were your job. In love. They were in love.
Dude, they were in. So look at this. You go to the North Pole. The thing takes you there. Boom, you're finally there. And you come out and the elf comes out, introduces themselves. And it goes room by room. And all these rooms are decked out. And when I say decked out, Blue, I mean like the first one's like, welcome to the North Pole. I don't know if you guys recognize any of these gifts that are around here, but maybe you parents do. There's like the old, what are the dolls that they used to make back in the days? The, oh God, I forget the name. Cabbage Patch dolls. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
To the big wheels, to the Legos, to the this and that, just old toys that you played with as a kid. All of us did the Lego blocks and this and that and wood blocks. And then they're going, we've been making toys here for hundreds of years. And you just look around going, well, you really make me feel like you guys, this is it. Like you really make me feel like this.
Really?
You know what I mean? Like
you got the experience.
Dude, it was great for me. That's what I'm saying. As a 49-year-old man, I was in awe. You know what I mean? Like
that's great. Like, I love
you guys got me hooked right now. Wait a minute. Then you go to the next room and it's the next elf. And he's talking about what we do here and his elf role and this elf role. Then he picks up this thing and it shores up a compass. And if you're at the North Pole, I remember hearing this, that a compass will just jump up and down. So they have this huge compass that's just jumping up and down to make you fully legitimately feel like you're at the North Pole, right? Yeah. So you're like, and I'm like, look at, and he literally looks at me and calls me out and he goes, well, you look skeptical. And I go, I'm just impressed because my arms are crossed and I'm looking like, wow, right? And he goes, you look skeptical. I'm not skeptical. I'm impressed, bro. Like you got me. And he starts and he smiles and he looks and keeps talking to all the kids. And each group that you're in, so we had a group of say 25 people in this one group, and you go room to room. Then you go to the next room and they're building bears and making bears. Then you
really
go to the next room with Mrs. Santa Claus and they give you these homemade donuts and hot chocolate. And then you're chilling there. Then you go to the next room and you're in the elfing teaching room and how you got to learn this and learn that. And you do the elf, you know, pledge. And then you go to the next room and this and that. And then you finally get to the room with Santa and you sit there with Santa, with your family, you take the picture, ask him questions. He talks to the kids, dude. It was just magical. My son really? Hit me with that was the real Santa, Dad. And I go, yes.
Did he say that? Oh,
yes. Hey, it paid off. My point is no matter how much money it cost, it paid off when he said that was the real Santa. I was like, there it is.
That was so awesome, dude.
For those who are in the Flagstaff area, are they?
Or
also
if you can make it
Paris,
out there,
California?
I mean, yeah.
But I don't know if they have the North Pole experience. They do have the Polar Express. But yeah, I got a chance to do that. And
they have a Polar like Express said, in California.
Say that. Yeah, in really? California, in Paris, California, apparently, there's a Polar Express there as well.
Oh, really?
But we did the. We wanted to do the whole experience there. And then we went to Scottsdale afterwards and did the Christmas at the Princess and had another great experience there, which was just a whole good 5-day Christmas holiday getaway. Told the kids, this is basically 3-year presents. So don't get it twisted.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what, dude, like you said, man, I mean, you know, having the ability to allow the kids, when your son said that was the real Santa, Dad, honestly, everything paid off.
Yeah. Hey, God, there it is.
I'm like, dude, what, how about your daughter? How was she in awe too?
I mean, it could be you dressed as Santa. She might think it's real. So God bless
oh,
her.
Oh, really? She's everybody. Everybody's Santa. Look, there's Santa.
Yeah. Hey, Santa's around the corner, right?
She's happy with everybody being Santa.
She's just well, so
you know,
sweet.
At that age, you know, at that age, they're all into it. So it's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break. Take a hit, get lit, sit back and enjoy Cannabis Talk 101. This is our month of Christmas, guys.
It is December 1st. Who knew?
December 1st, man. So we're talking about Christmas gifts, experiences, and things of that nature. We're going to go ahead and have a Cannabis Christmas all month long. And Joe, what do you want to say, man?
I just want to thank our whole Christmas staff. I mean, Jan, who does all our social media, Erica, Daniel, Cal, Irtazar, Christian, Denny, Kevin, Andrew, Zach, Cash, Cam, Salar, and great job, Salar, you and Pitt doing what you did the other day. That was fun. And Nadia, Ali, of course, my brother Pitt, Chris Franchino, Jennifer, and Elvis, thank you guys. Our team, our staff is amazing. We greatly appreciate you guys, and just wanted to say a big shout out to everybody there.
You know, it is important, and guys, I, you know, want to say thank you guys so much from the bottom of my heart. And looks like, you know, it's going to be a holly jolly Christmas, Joe. And I'll tell you what, one thing that I do enjoy doing during the holidays, and it's a big deal, you know, if you find the right areas, and it's funny because in my neighborhood, some people go all out, you know, and I put my lights up the day after Thanksgiving every year, you know, sometimes before, but you know, I try no later than the day after Thanksgiving. That's right. That's when my lights go up. You know, are your lights up?
Yes. Right after Thanksgiving, I start to do them as well, but we just had a Santa Ana windstorm. One of my trees came down literally out of the roots, as well as several other trees in the neighborhood. So it was a little, not as much lights going up
this year.
Yeah. Because of that, like the winds, and you just can't predict, but I mean, we still got stuff up, but it's just, you know, certain things you can't put up because the wind's going so hard.
Oh, the winds were crazy right after Thanksgiving. So much that, you know, my backyard had, our gazebo that, you know, it's not in the ground. It's one of those ones that you get at Costco. It's a nice, like 20 right. by 20, whatever. It just started sliding, dude. And in the middle of the night, and I'm literally in my room,
about 400 pounds too. There ain't no,
dude, I'm like, what the hell is that, dude? And I knew what it was, but you know, it just looked like it was gonna flip.
Can you imagine though, if you had an outside grow with these Santa Ana winds? You can't even, it's just weed flying everywhere.
Well, I had two outdoor plants at the house, and both of them got completely destroyed.
Really?
Yeah, one of them's recovering right now. The other one looks like it's not going to make it. Yeah, true story.
It's just crazy, these winds. And they say, hey, man, I want to bring this up. This is a little cannabis news as I'm looking at this right here. And as we talk about cannabis right now, the U.S. Republicans moved to decriminalize cannabis at a federal level. Did you hear about this?
Of course. I've been saying it for years.
For years. Well, they're finally doing it. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives introduced legislation on Monday that would decriminalize cannabis at the federal level and eliminate legal hazards facing many cannabis-related businesses while regulating its use like alcohol. It feels like we hear this so many times. Representative Nancy Mace of South Carolina, who is spearheading the legislative efforts, described the bill as a compromise and with less enormous regulations than measures proposed earlier by the other lawmakers, including Democrats. So it's like, are they going to do it? Are they not going to do it? The legislation's path in the Democratic controlled House was uncertain. Mace, a first term lawmaker, said the measures have five Republican co-sponsors. It's like these early, once again, it's in her first year, right? So it's her first term. And I just look at this going, these eager, younger, which I believe we need more in there, right? Because these eager, younger folks are the ones that are going to make the change, not these old geezers that are in there going, no, let's just leave it. Let's just blah, blah. So I love that somebody young in there is trying to make shit happen. Adult use of cannabis is legal in 18 U.S. states and allowed medically in 36 states, but it remains illegal under federal law, which has deterred banks and other investors from involvement with companies that sell cannabis or related products. This bill would also support businesses, in particular small businesses. That's very important, as Mace told the news conference. If we were to pass this bill today, businesses would operate to be legal and regulated just like alcohol. It's funny how we keep saying it. We keep talking about it. Another bill comes up, but then it gets shut down.
Well, look at, it's funny because it just takes that 1 year to go, yeah, let's let it go, you know, and they vote. And right now, more than ever, you know, you've got some heavy hitters that are flipping their votes publicly, you know, and I
don't care if you're Democratic or Republican, because this doesn't even matter, in my opinion. I look at what the cannabis laws, however, we've talked about this before, more votes were green on legalizing cannabis than anything. Why can't these people see that and be like, okay, let's go? I mean,
yeah, well,
maybe it's going to take the Republicans to make the change. Obviously, because the Democrats are running it, so they need the Republicans to back it, to make it happen. But it's like, you guys, shouldn't this just be an equal, like, our country's going to make more money, we're going to help with this, and then we start investing in that good research for other amazing opportunities for this country to have?
Well, not only that, you got distribution will be, like you said, just like alcohol. When they say that, you know, And that might be the kicker to really roll it out. And if that rolls out like that, like alcohol rolls out, like tobacco rolls out, it's game over, guys. Boys and girls, I'm sorry. All these people that have put all this money into dispensaries and don't get me wrong, some of them will survive. They shall survive in certain neighborhoods because they're still going to want that experience. It's going to become more of an experiential locations versus just going into your 7-Eleven and saying, let me get a pack of Marlboro, green box.
I hope so. And they're looking at lowering the taxes to like a 3% excise tax instead of around the 25% it's at. It would be ideal for everyone.
Well, that's the only way they could drop that tax, right? Because then the amount of abundance that is, they're making, tax monies on.
Yeah, 3% on everything when it goes legal is still huge.
It goes federally legal. It's a huge number. It's a huge number versus what it's at now.
About 25, yeah, which is still crazy.
It's crazy.
It's just putting people out of business. Like, they can't even compete. And like we've heard several people talk about, that's why the black market thrives. That's why a lot of these companies dabble on both sides of it. A wink, wink, nudge, nudge, like they don't, but they have to. It's the way the game goes.
Or just sit home and grow it yourself, guys.
The CEO from Catalyst, the dispensary, he's been online just yapping about that and breaking the game down and like going, I'm not holding punches. You know why people are doing what they're doing? Because the government's making us do it that way. I'm like, wow. Wow. He's not doing it to where he's not afraid to get caught, but he's not afraid to tell the truth of what's going on in the game.
Well, he's definitely an advocate for the changing the laws and I think coming up with the solutions, and I think he's actually got some solutions in play as well, working with some veterans, some real strong veterans and stuff like that. I honestly appreciate that voice. It's just sometimes it doesn't get heard, and it hurts because we listen to these people that are, giving out good information, that have a clear understanding of what it should be, that are living in the matrix of it all right now as we speak. And then it just doesn't get switched. So they're just sitting there. It falls on deaf ears.
It really does.
But I hope that, I feel like it's going to be that whammy. Like you said, you read the article right now, and then all of a sudden it gets thrown up to the house, and it doesn't not get shut down. It just passes, and everybody's like, oh, well, no big deal. And everybody else is going to bitch and moan, to be honest with you, when it happens, Joe. There's, as soon as it passes federal legalization and it's sold like alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, it's done. People are going to be so pissed off. They're going to now, because all the people that have put money into, and they're going to be lawsuits suing the state. And the reason why is because all this, the states and cities that they're going to be going after, they're going to be pissed. Do you know why?
Why?
Because you could now buy it at 7-Eleven, Circle K. So if you could buy it everywhere at Costco, you can buy cannabis everywhere. All these people that put millions of dollars into, being able to open up a dispensary in their little city, it's over. They're pissed. They're going to be so pissed off.
Yeah. You know what though? I think it's part of the game, but I think hopefully they'll sell to the bigger companies and make their money, and still be profitable and still get and reap tenfold, hopefully, is what I'm hoping they can do with their companies that they've already invested in. So God willing, that happens.
You're saying they could reinvest?
Well, no, I'm saying once it goes federally legal, Marlboro jumps in, Corona, pick the big brand, like Budweiser, then buys both of our brands that we've spent millions investing in because we've already have a brand. We already have a big push. So then they just, creep up a lot of the bigger people that have been out there pushing and making a name for themselves and investing the money.
Yeah, but they're not going to buy the dispensaries though.
Why would they? Liquor stores. I mean, when people think, oh, dispensaries, there's still liquor stores on every corner, and you can still go to Walmart, you can still go to Costco, and you can still buy liquor.
What do you buy at the liquor store?
I don't buy anything, but I see people
go
to liquor stores.
You do. You buy snacks. You buy a soda. No. You buy a bag of chips. So the model of the winery, okay, the distillery is out there, where you can go to a winery and a distillery, but they're far and few. And they're usually in rural areas where it's not so, different where, you know, you're going to, if I could go to my local 7-Eleven or my local liquor store and get the same quality that they're given to me at BevMo, for an example, BevMo, you know, then, you know, I'm going to go there. If I, you know, a lot of us go after the Kirkland brands, the good, solid brands that we trust and we know. And I feel like it's going to be, you're right. They are going to swoop some of these good big companies up. They're gonna bring those guys in, but the dispensaries guys, I'm scared for them because only the ones that are in location, meaning that they're just in such a great spot doesn't
multi-state
matter.
Operators.
Even them, like if 7-Eleven cracks open right now, let's say next week, and liquor stores crack open, dude, they are gonna take a birdie bath because why are you gonna drive into, you know, a dispensary when you can get it right there?
Yeah, it'll be tough, but you know, tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la
la.
And if nobody else loves you,
we do. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.